you're listening earlier in this hour, you heard Brad call in with a testimonial to A Authentic Garage Door. What he was talking about is our certified partner in the garage door category, where we're always growing, we're always expanding, we're always looking for quality tradespeople to put right into the door, into the home of our homeowners when the time comes for them to need a service. A new partner we'd like to take a minute to recognize is B&B Blinds out in Gilbert. They have a great showroom there. It's kind of off the beaten path in a little industrial area, so you've got to look for them. You've got to find them. Call ahead for an appointment if you would like to schedule it with someone, an expert. Otherwise, you could just kind of browse yourself and see what they've got. But we're talking blinds, shades, window covering, shutters, outdoor. They do screens. If you're looking for window films, solar shades on the interior, exterior shutters, it's a great place for window treatments if you're in the Mesa, Gilbert area. But they have truck will travel. They'll go all the way up to Payson if you've just got a second cabin or you're listening from the Payson area and you're looking for blinds. That's B&B Blinds. Welcome to the Rosie Certified team if you're a trade professional and you're looking and you have at least 5 years in business locally, you're licensed, bonded, and insured. Those are the preliminary steps, and we have room for you to grow in our category. We have a limit of 3 partners per 20-mile travel radius, just so we don't ever outgrow our ability to quality control our certified partners' service to our listeners. You can get started online. Application at rosieonthehouse.com.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, we're talking about different projects you can do in, about, and around your home, kind of based on the vintage of home that you're building. Oh, wait, before I do this, I want to talk about those recessed light coves that we had in all of our kitchens back in the 70s and 80s. But, Mike, what was that theme song you were playing to open?
That was a South Dakota State fight song right there.
South Dakota.
Oh, no wonder I didn't realize
the
what it
rabbits
was.
Have a fight song?
The
rabbits
jacket.
Fight?
Of course. Of course they do. Hey, and there's
do they have a band?
Of course, they're called the Pride of the Dakotas, and they're as good as any Division I band out there, and I've seen a lot of them.
Okay.
That is one thing that we were Division I even when we were Division II.
Okay.
And hey, you know what? There's an Arizona connection to all these guys, too.
To what?
To the South Dakota State football team.
What connection?
There are 4 starters that are from Arizona, and they're all over the state.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Brown from Scottsdale is our starting cornerback.
Okay.
Dallas Brown from down at Tucson is a linebacker.
Okay.
Our starting running back is Brady Mangarelli from Prescott. And Nick Farina from right here in Phoenix is a starting safety, and they're all really good ball players.
Well, I'm becoming more of a South Dakota Rabbit fan almost every year.
Well, you kind of are forced to when I come in and make you listen to me talk about the game every Monday. So.
Oh, man. Well, we're interlacing a little football humor here with the home ownership, home remodeling, home maintenance topic because it is opening day of college football season. We've got Arthur and Greg and David and Brandon all on hold. Before I jump to any of their calls, we may not get to y'all this hour, but I promise if you hold on, we'll get to you the beginning of the next hour. One of those projects that we're talking about getting rid of in your home because it dates the house a bit, Romy, nothing. I don't think hardly anything dates a house so bad as those lighting coves the kitchen that have the soffits boxed down, all 4 sides, hanging cabinets, and then 2 4-foot fluorescent light bulbs, either with the plexiglass screen lenses on them or just the fluorescent fixture hanging up there by themselves. Folks, that has got to go. If you've still got that in your house, it's got to go. For one, you're going to appreciate the new caliber and quality of light that we can bring into your work surfaces by getting rid of those, getting rid of all those soffits, raising the ceiling up. There's sometimes some peculiar problems with that, depending on how your kitchen is laid out. A lot of times we rip those soffits out, and of course we've got some duct work that we need to deal with and get those all moved up into the attic, as well as any electrical lines. Sometimes if the house is natural gas, we've got the gas lines that we need to get out of those soffits and move up into the attic, get it all cleaned up. But you just can't imagine how much cleaner the kitchen looks when we get rid of all that overhead baggage, that extra stuff that just never needed to be there. We went through all that trouble to create that cove to put fluorescent lighting in the kitchen. Man, it was insane. And then through the 90s, we came up with the really brilliant idea. Let's use those cove and put a little dome light in it and put a ceiling fan in the middle of it. Oh, those were horrible. Horrible. We're ripping all those out, too.
I wonder, what is it, 1916? I wonder in 2016, I wonder in 2046 what we're going to be looking back at today that we're like, man, these are great, these are awesome, that we're going to be making money on ripping out and replacing in 30 years. What do you think? Any guesses?
But I will tell y'all, when y'all are ripping fluorescent lighting out and ductwork and soffits out of a kitchen to open the space up quite a bit, don't be foolish by shorting yourself on the lights. Don't think you're going to go in there with two or three recessed cans and have enough light. Get enough light in there to really make it pop. And if you really want to upgrade your house, go ahead and put the receptacles and the pigtails in for you to put under cabinet lighting so you can work those, light those countertops, really update the house. All right, we've got one more hour of your questions and my answers for your home right after this. It's Rosie on the House. Stay tuned for one more fantabulous hour.